The Trump administration announced late last night that it will continue the DACA program that temporarily shields from deportation immigrants who came to the United States illegally as children. Adrian, who does not want his full name used, is a legal assistant in the Philadelphia area who's benefited from DACA. He's relieved to hear the program is not going away, but he says he's frustrated that the parents of dreamers like him are still at risk of being deported.
I don't think it's morally right for the president to differentiate us and them. You know, we're all immigrants here, and we're all hardworking.
Daisy Romero is another dreamer covered by DACA who's concerned about what will happen to immigrant families, especially her own. Her parents are unauthorized and live in Texas with her siblings. She graduated from the University of Pennsylvania last month and remembers worrying about deportation during her midterms.
I recall being, going through finals, going through midterms when the Austin raids were happening in Texas, and feeling so much fear and anxiety, and I cried and I didn't know what to do, or I had to talk to my parents about the fact that there is a possibility of deportations happening in our city.
Romero's also glad the program will continue, though she expresses concerns about the safety of immigrants still unprotected. Now that she's out of school, she says she hopes to find work advocating to change immigration policy.